Good morning. Well, our theme for today, I am calling it life and death. Okay. So let's take a breath and rest back in the real. The real that there is no person here to be speaking, and there is no person there to be listening. There is nothing here apart from the one that is yourself, conscious awareness. Take a breath and rest back. We are leaving everything for these moments. We are leaving the thoughts while we are together. We're leaving all memories and preconditioning. We are leaving all judgments. And we are leaving any future projections. We are just present. So we're letting it all go for these moments. Going to leave the illusion of time and the illusion of a today. And we're leaving the illusion of a tomorrow, even the idea of a now. Leave it all. Rest back, stillness that is your being. You are resting in what is real. Take a breath. So we don't find many who like to take up this subject that we are today. But it can't be set aside for any that are on their spiritual path. Now, most believe that we know what life is, okay? We know what it is for, and we know what it is all about. But what do we know about death? And that is an interesting question because the dying is what we are doing every moment. For those on a spiritual journey, the journey is about learning how to die to the illusion of being a separate person. We learn to die to the fantasy of living a life of my own personal self. And we learn to die to the unreality that I was born. And that I am destined to die. So, as we walk our journey of a spiritual path, in our practices, in our meditations, in our reflections, in our contemplations, in our ponderments, they're all about dying to what you are not, so that the discovery can be made of what you already are. So we die to the veil of separation. So let's go back to the very beginnings of our spiritual journey with a reminder again that one of the first things we read, one of the first things a teacher might say, or the idea of not being a body, maybe all of that is what has drawn us to the spiritual path. Okay. And you're told in the beginning, somehow, some way, that you are not the body, nor are you the mind. The first major step we take on a spiritual journey is that step of not being the body and not being the mind and becoming aware of them as instruments. Now, some will take that to heart straight away. And for them, at that point, the body is released from the mental burden of being a person. And then, of course, some will tend to hold on to that belief system for a while longer. So, in our journey, we are working, or in our practices, what we are doing is to come into an understanding that I am not the body, nor the mind. And in the releasing of that concept, seeing it clearly that it is nothing but an illusion about separation. But in the releasing of that concept, we have died to the belief of being a separate person and living a separate life. A life that is a number of years long as being a body and a mind. So we die to that life. Now, before we ponder or do an inquiry on death, first, we have to understand what life is. Because the concept is somehow we go from life and the living being to something called death. So now life is not what it is not. Life is not, it's not personal. No one has a personal life. We don't have a personal life where I can say, I can do it myself. Okay, I'll take care of everything myself. I know what I'm doing. This is my life. I can do with it as I damn well please. Okay, and we accept the limitations that our life will be from, say, a zero at birth to perhaps 90 or 100 years. That are the confines of what we have limited our life to being. However, the the experiences that seemingly take place in something called space and time is not life. It is a dream. And it certainly is not God's life. The concepts we hold about life are that just that, concepts. They are not reality, and they are not the one life that is what we call God's life. So, another flashback reminder. What is the law of reality? For something to be real, it must be unchanging and undifferentiated. Look at your concept of life. Is it changing? Is there anything about what you might call my life that is unchanging? Anything at all? Take a quick look. Is there anything in what you might call my life that is unchanging? If there is anything there that includes changing, then it is not your life. Because life is real. Therefore, it must be infinite and unchanging. So, the answer is not at all. Okay. From the moment of conception, for consciousness to manifest a body form, there has been changes. All the way up to this very moment of awareness. The awareness that has been present and has been witness to thousands of changings over the years that you have called my life. So through this dream, awareness has been present as a witness to the changes. Even the changes in opinions and beliefs about who you are there as the witness to this. As we do our practices to come into the absolute acceptance that I am not the body and I am not thoughts and concepts and beliefs, that I am beyond that. When we come into that in our heart and are living it, it is you awareness that is aware of these changes within, say, mind. You are ever present through this whole journey of awakening and understanding. You are watching and you are aware. But I suggest that you take some time today to reflect on just how changeable perhaps your life has been. And it is staggering. From the egg in the womb to the moment at hand, what we call my life has been nothing but changes. So, if this changing imagery is not my life, then what is? Life. It is aware. It is unchanging awareness. It is invisible, infinite, and formless. It is absolute awareness. You in this moment might think that there is a person present that is being aware. But in the understanding, I am not body mind, I am not what body represents, and I am not what mind suggests or says. If I'm not all of that, and there is no person here to be aware, then what is present right now and aware? Awareness is never being that which it is aware of. You are eternally aware. That is what your life is, the presence of awareness. Not buttons and whistles. Not baubles and bangles, not technicolor imaging, not epic fantasies. Your life is not, oh, woe is me, suffering in a burdensome story. No, you are the very infinity of absolute awareness, and you are aware right now in this moment. In your attention. You are the one immaculate, never-ending presence. You are that. That is your life. Infinite, visible. You are the one true reality. The never changing. The being that is yourself. It is only covered over by concepts held about who you are. That's all. And in you, there is no thing as a death of being. We hold this concept when the activity of the body ceases, when the breath of the body going in and out ceases. We call that death. But the body was within awareness. The body was within consciousness. The body was within life. If the object is set aside, the life is still present. Life does not die. It cannot die. You are the life, and you are the light. There is no death in God, in consciousness, in being. So, yes, we enjoy the body, and we even enjoy what we call mind. A creative mind, a blessed mind, a giving mind, a happy, joyous, contented mind. That is true mind. So enjoy the body and enjoy the mind while you, which is life, are using them. But remember, you are not them, and they do not belong to you or to a me. And when you begin the journey of inquiry or reflecting on the concept of what we call death, you take that journey without leaving your heart, without leaving home. Do not go on a journey with the mind. You stay home and do your contemplation from there. Have to learn to stop taking journeys with the mind. Okay? It's a Dodgers game because they only lead you to a dead end. So don't take mind journeys. Now we have an if. If, when you begin to ponder or reflect on the concept of death and dying, and the feeling of fear begins to rise, just let it rise. Don't resist. Don't try to get rid of it. Don't try to cover it over with spiritual sayings. Just let it rise and be present with it. And give that feeling the space to pass along. It is an opportunity for you to look even deeper. So don't let it put you off. Don't let any feeling put you off from self-discovery. But most have held the belief for such a long time of being the body and being the mind, that even an idea to ponder these concepts on death can bring this fear to our awareness. And that is fine. There's nothing wrong with a feeling of fear unless you give it to the mind so it can generate a ghost, fearful horror story for you. So the question here would be, since I am neither body nor the mind, what is the fear about? Would there be any fear with this dying concept if I did not hold to a belief that I am a body? So look at the idea of dying from a space, from home, from the heart. From awareness, but not from the body. Just look from there. What is it that actually is set aside at the time of what we call death? Only the body. But again, the body is a manifestation within consciousness, within life. You are the life that brought about the manifestation of the body in the first place. Because you wanted to enter this dream and have these experiences. So the body is already taking place as a manifestation within life, within consciousness, within your being. So be aware of the body as taking place within your being. It takes place within life. So when the time comes to lay it aside, and you will decide that when that time arises, you are aware of the body being laid aside. Without concern, without fear. Your nature is peaceful, joyous awareness, not fear. Fear is not your nature, it's unnatural. So we again, we look at this from home, from our being. We don't look at it from mind. So let's take a little journey here. So take a nice deep breath. Again, aware. You are the presence of awareness. You are aware of any sensations in the body. Tingling. You're aware of the breath flowing into the body form. You're aware of the body relaxing, and you're aware of just letting go. Follow another breath in. Letting go of the body, just letting it rest. You're aware of a breath flowing out. You are resting in awareness of a breath coming into a body form and aware of a breath flowing out of a body form. So, take conscious notice that you are aware of a breath, just as if that was all that was, just the breath, nothing more. Aware of the peacefulness of the breath, just a flowing. Just as life just flows. Notice that you are aware now. Look to see if you can find this being of awareness. Where is it located? hook is you remain being consciously aware of a breath flowing. Where is this beam of awareness located? Can you find it? Pay attention to where you are. Can you find any limits to your looking? Do you find any barriers to your looking? Are you aware of any barriers? Are you aware of any limits? Okay. Do not let mind tell you anything. Just feel being aware. No mind necessary. No mind needed. Just feel being aware. And just feel there are no boundaries or limits from this place of awareness. Pay attention to yourself, the unborn, unchanging presence. Do not listen to mind. Just feel being aware. Keep looking. But set the body aside and just sit in your own awareness. Be still. Hey. To bring your attention, bring your awareness back to our get together. So, questions or comments?
Yeah, I think I've got one.
Okay.
You mentioned that in death, the only thing we lose is our body. I was wondering about the mind.
Yes, I'm sorry I didn't say that. But the mind, yes, the mind is an individual construct. So we don't take the mind with us. We are awareness. So awareness really doesn't need a mind because awareness does not put adjectives and labels on anything. And you need a mind to do that. You need the mind for labeling and judgments and opinions and concepts and ideas. And that's not needed until, dare I say it, the next incarnation, but it's not necessary, so we don't need it. As pure awareness, we do not need the mind.
So it's gone too when we supposedly die.
Well, what would you need the mind for?
Remembrances, lessons learned,
Those are
experience.
in your awareness. Those are all in awareness. It was
Okay.
aware. You were aware of every lesson. You were aware of everything that rose up and gave you some enlightenment. Okay. You are aware of all of that. And that stays with you. Because you are awareness. It's there in awareness. Not individual personal awareness. No, if that's what you're thinking, because there is no individual person. If you're thinking of memories of a lifetime of being born in experiences and then dying, that is the dream, that is the fantasy. You were always present as God awareness, but that had been covered over with the beliefs and concepts about being separate. When that delusion dissolves and you stand as pure presence, which you already are, there's no mind necessary for that state of realization. But next incarnation, you'll have a mind again.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't know if I would even enjoy bringing into an incarnation thousands of lifetime memories. That would be very, very confusing, and I can't even imagine the confusion that it would cause to have all of those memories of all of those lifetimes in remembrance in a one particular lifetime.
It is said, though, that some masters do remember their past lives, eh?
Yes. And you are a master, if you want to put it on a label. You are God itself. There's no levels really in God. Some become aware of past lives, supposedly. Now, if you take that one step further, what is a past life? It is in the collective awareness. So is it truly your past life, or are you just picking up a story that is in the collective awareness and reliving that story, so to speak, but it wasn't really yours? Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Right, because a collective memory, because there's only one.
Yes. Yes.
So we all have that in common, and because there's only one. Yeah.
Right. And in that incarnation, mind or is believing that it had this previous life, and it can describe it and do different things with it. But again, is it just a story that was brought to you for this particular life experience? There you go.
Thanks again, Mary.
No, come on. You have some comments here.
Hi, Mary.
Hi,
Hello.
Mary. But
Hi, Mary, Mary. First of all, I just wanted to say one thing that prior to connecting with you this morning, minutes before, my brother had texted me that his father-in-law had passed away last night. And, we were all very close. So I just thought that this was a very interesting
Oh,
subject.
there you
Yeah,
go.
bring it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really all I want to say is that I connected so much with it to the point I just feel so peaceful.
Good.
It just rings so true.
That's your nature. Peacefulness is your nature. Yes. That's why we don't have to go looking for it.
And to you were saying to when you were doing that meditation, something about finding, I can't remember the exact words, but where is consciousness or something like that? Where's the awareness?
Right.
To me, it was just all encompassing. There's no, it's, it's always said, but it is infinite. There's no words for
Exactly. And that was the point of the meditation,
it. Yeah. It's beautiful. Thank you.
to recognize the infinitude of your being. You cannot find any limits in there. You cannot find any boundaries in there, and you can't find an end to yourself. That's what Then when I say, find the being of awareness, that's yourself. So you could find no limits and no boundaries to yourself. So,
Perfect. Yeah.
yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, love.
Hi, Mary.
Hello, love.
I was really struck, and I feel like I saw on it a deeper level, this idea that what is alive can never die.
Exactly.
It makes so much sense.
Yes.
I don't have a personal life.
Right.
That was really profound.
Yeah.
Just,
You don't.
yeah.
Because you're not personal. You are what you could not find borders to or limits to. That's your being. That is yourself. And this little picture and that little picture are just images taking place in consciousness. And it's beautiful when you contemplate it and actually think about it. That the vastness of my being is right now showing forth these images in a gathering together. This is all being. This is one God present right here. It only looks like persons. Isn't that wonderful?
Thank you.
Thank you, love. All right. So I guess we'll call this one complete. Right? So let us pray. Most beloved self, I am the unborn, unchanging, the all-pervading reality. I am uncreated, without beginning or end. By nature, I am pure and perfect, the one light that shines in and through all being. I am that. And beside me, there is no other. Amen. Om Namaste.